Once the animal has a name, it is no longer dinner, or so the farmer wisdom goes. But what of vegetables? My son and daughter are arguing over whose turn it is to hold the baby butternut. Originally, they each had a squash, until I slaughtered one this morning, brutally chopping off its stem and peeling its peach-colored skin in long strips straight into the trash. Neither child will claim the orange pulp as his or her own progeny as I slice it in half and gouge out its seeds. Instead, they fix their hope on its twin, intact for the moment, still able to be wrapped in a scarf and cooed over, perhaps even placed in the stroller and pushed around the house at high rates of speed before the stroller, the squash, and the child fall over. A face with a wild grin is drawn on with green marker. How could I even think of roasting it now? The children can't agree on what to call the baby. Kim, my daughter says. Just butternut, my son counters. Their argument heats up, with plenty of snatching the baby out of each other's arms. The squash remains silent, watchful. I draw up a hasty custody arrangement. 5 minutes with Mom, and then off the baby goes to its father. Kidnap the baby, I warn them, or hide it under a cushion, and you forfeit your rights. You need to do what's best for the baby butternut, I tell them. They nod solemnly and then race off. We are experiencing a string of frigid days here in Richmond, keeping us in snow and ice. Earlier this morning I ventured outside to the herb garden, brushed snow off the thyme, and saw delicate ice crystals hanging on its leaves. I snipped a few sprigs and hurried back into the steamy kitchen. The crystals melted soon after, leaving a palmful of holy water. I am making butternut turnovers for lunch. That's the plan, anyway. The first squash, now peeled and diced, is tossed with the fresh thyme, sautéed leeks, and crushed cloves of garlic. All that is left is to make the pastry crust. Lazily down, soft and silent as the snow. I pour in just enough ice water to hold the dough together. There's a metaphor for life with young children in here somewhere, I think. If only I can puzzle it out before the next shriek. My son and daughter tumble into the kitchen. They are looking for something to taste, to squish, to smell. We roll out the dough, fill the turnovers, and fold them over into lumpy half moons. Each child takes turns pressing down the edges with the back of a fork, and then my son paints them with a pastry brush dipped in egg wash. He paints loosely with abandon, and probably with too much force, but the turnovers are none the worse for it. This is his favorite part, I can tell, just by the way he clutches the fat rubber handle of the brush in his hand, his tongue jutting into the corner of his small pink mouth. His sister watches. Her turn. The turnovers are painted a second time. One broad stroke. Incomplete. It is enough. The leftover scraps are made into more turnovers. One with cheese, one with leftover black beans and rice. Both children reject the squash. How could I even suggest such a thing? Now, I suspect that if we were eating a butternut squash pie instead, there would be no such objections. But still, I understand. I wouldn't want to eat a former playmate either.